I'm Lee Thornton reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Details of the proposed peace plan to bring an end to the fighting between Lebanese Christians and Muslims have not been disclosed. But reports say it could involve a pullback of opposing forces from areas near the border with Israel. Such an action would create a demilitarized buffer zone between Israel and Lebanon. The pact is said to have been reached at a meeting between the Syrian foreign minister and a Palestine Liberation Organization contingent. The Palestinian news agency says details of the agreement will be revealed after practical steps have been taken to implement it. More news in a moment.
When I say I need more room, I need more room.
Ford's got what you're looking for. The Wagon Master gives you more. A wagon still full size this year has got to be a better idea.
The Ford LTD wagon gives you more of what a wagon's for. It has more load space than the Chevrolet Impala wagon. More hip and shoulder room for six people. And with the optional heavy-duty trailer package, it's rated at half a ton more towing capacity than Chevrolet. Yet based on sticker price comparisons of comparably equipped vehicles, it's priced about the same. The Ford LTD wagon. It holds more, it hauls more than Chevrolet. But it's priced about the same. That's a better idea from the Wagon Master.
President Carter says he has no plans to appoint a special prosecutor to investigate allegations of Korean influence buying in Congress. Calls for the appointment of a special prosecutor had intensified since the resignation of the chief counsel to the House Ethics Committee, Philip Lacovara. Lacovara resigned on Friday. Today, the watchdog organization Common Cause called for the removal of Congressman John Flint. Flint is chairman of the Ethics Committee, which is currently conducting the Korean investigation. Common Cause spokesman Fred Wertheimer says Lacovara was pushed out of his job as chief counsel by Chairman Flint.
I would hope we would get a lot of support. I do not think the country is going to accept this. I think members of Congress are going to hear from people about this. We have found that people in the country are extremely upset of the Korean investigation. The only credible aspect of this investigation was the involvement of Mr. Lacovara, and now he's been forced out of his job.
New York's Mayor Abraham Beame says he'll ask labor, business, and banking leaders to donate money to what he hopes will be a multi-million dollar fund to aid those small businesses hurt by last week's vandalism and looting. Beame took a tour of some of those businesses this morning and said the damage is heartbreaking. He says he wants to get money into the hands of the businessmen right away and worry about getting reimbursement from Washington later. Forest fires are still burning out of control in drought-stricken Montana and Utah. Property damage is growing, and the Utah fire has claimed three lives. George Lemich of CBS affiliate station KSL in Salt Lake City has a report.
Forest Service crews say they work differently when they're fighting a killer fire. This one has burned 1,200 acres in northern Utah's Ashley National Forest. It is still out of control in thick ponderosa pine. The columns of smoke are visible in two states. Forest Service Supervisor Bob Rowan says three men died in those flames.
The initial attack crew of about 13 to 15 men, they were building a line around the fire. They nearly had it under control. Some gusty winds came up and blew the fire back over them, and three of them were burned to death.
500 men are still on the fire lines at this hour. George Lemich for CBS News, Northern Utah.
CBS News continues in a minute.
I'm Kai Yastrzemski, outfield for the Boston Red Sox. What's with the battle of the All-Stars this year? Don't miss baseball's biggest night of the summer. Wherever you are, tune in on Tuesday, July 19th, for the All-Star game from CBS Radio Sports.
Kyle Yastrzemski of the Red Sox. Join Vin Scully and Brent Musburger for the All-Star game, baseball's biggest night of the summer, Tuesday, July 19th, over many of these CBS Radio network stations.
You know, there's no such thing as a child too young for vision problems. This is Polly Bergen telling you that the National Society for Prevention of Blindness recommends a professional eye examination for your children right after birth and periodically during infancy and childhood. And to help you parents keep an eye on your youngster's sight right at home, the society offers free the home eye test for preschoolers. Write for your free kit to prevent blindness. 79 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10016.
The Detroit jurors who convicted two Filipino nurses of conspiracy and non-fatal poisoning of patients at a Michigan Veterans Administration hospital reportedly are hurt by unfavorable public reaction to their verdict. The jury took 15 days to review the evidence. It was one of the longest deliberations ever for a federal trial. The jurors are said to be particularly upset by the reaction of defense attorney Thomas O'Brien, who said no jury in its right mind could have convicted the two nurses on the government's case of circumstantial evidence. Today, hundreds of demonstrators rallied in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to protest the jury's decision. I'm Lee Thornton, CBS News.